want to fucking tear you apart.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca through the CJSF app for Android and iOS. And you can find all past, present, and future podcasts at cjsf.ca/content/ dr-mysterious-happy-hour. That sounds like a password to me. We're here with Kim and Dr. Cumbia. That sounds like a password, you know, for... Mm-hmm. Imagine spelling... Imagine that being your bloody email, you know, for your whatever.
It just needs a number.
Yes.
And an uppercase letter.
Correct. Well, that's obviously doctor. Hello.
Sorry.
I mean, I didn't study for 25 years to be just, you know, lowercased.
Sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you, Kim. Only you. Not Dr. Cumbia. Only you, Kim.
Only me.
All right. We just listened to... Oh, here we go. Oh, I need to go down the list. Wow, we played so many songs. So we listened to... This is called The Face of Love, and it's from the movie Dead Man Walking, back from the previous century in 1995. And it's a collaboration between Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam and Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan from Pakistan. He sings, I can't remember what they call the music he sings, but... It's considered kind of spiritual / religious. It's very, very traditional in Pakistan. And yes, they did two songs in this album. This is the first one, which is, you know, kind of Nusrat composition, The Face of Love. And then at the end of the album, you can listen to an Eddie Vedder's composition called The Long Road. In which he... Oh, there you go. Kim is now nodding. Yeah.
I know that song.
She has listened to that one. So, yeah. So, that's Eddie Vedder's song, The Long Road. And then Nusrat collaborates, you know, with some... Whatever. Shouts, lyrics, whatever. Anyway, so that was The Face of Love. Before that, we listened to Liars with plaster casts of everything from their 2007 album, Liars. And we started the set with She Wants Revenge, not Kim. This is the actual name of the band. The unnameable can be cut, rest at ease, not yet. She Wants Revenge with the song Tear You Apart, which is part of their self-titled album from 2005, She Wants Revenge. So yeah, Dead Man Walking, highly recommend it. The soundtrack is amazing. It's original songs by Bruce Springsteen, Tom Waits. Well, you saw Eddie Vedder, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. Who else is in the soundtrack? Well, anyway, it's a great soundtrack. And, it's basically the story of somebody on death row, which is Sean Penn. And I won't say anything else because I don't like to be told what the movie's about. That's it.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. None. Anyway, so yeah, highly recommend that album. The soundtrack is really, really good. So yeah, I knew you were gonna recognize or ask about the Eddie Vedder one. So when did you listen to this, The Long Road? You remember?
I don't know when I heard it for the first time, but it's definitely on my rotation for... I'm a big Pearl Jam, Eddie Vedder fan, so...
Yes.
You know, it just shows up.
Did you go to see him solo?
I didn't. And I'm really upset about it. Yeah, I'm upset. I've only seen Pearl Jam twice.
So I saw him at the Chan Center in UBC.
What? That would have been epic, because the sound there is insane.
So, you know, he did the music for Into the Wild.
Yes.
Oh, we have a movie. Anecdote to ask Kim. So he did the movie for Into the Wild, which is a movie directed by Sean Penn, based on the book by John Krakauer.
Yes.
Very nice movie. You should watch it. Because in your face, in your... I feel in Dr. Cumbia that...
I'm sure I've seen it.
It's a biography. It's a true story, is it not?
It is a true story, correct.
Yeah. It's sort of sad.
Yes. So yeah, if you haven't watched it, you should watch it. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
So Eddie Vedder did the music for the film. And so part of the promotion of that album, not the movie, he came solo and it was his acoustic guitar, a 2-liter bottle of red wine, and Eddie Vedder.
That would have been epic.
That was it.
I'm so jealous.
Again, like 2008 or when? Do you remember? Anyway.
I was living in Australia in 2008.
Oh, so now she's bragging.
I missed it.
I was eating kangaroo and I cheer with the Aussies. Aussie. Oi. Anyway, yeah, so I had the privilege of seeing.
That would have been epic.
Eddie Vedder there. Yeah. So anyway, what was the question about? Eddie Vedder, no.
Something about movies, you said.
Something about movies. Oh, yes. So have you ever worked in the movies, Kim?
Oh, well, yes.
Have you ever been in a famous movie?
Have you ever been in a movie by Sean Penn, by any chance?
I may have been. No. I was an extra in The Pledge, which was directed by Sean Penn.
What year is this?
I want to say 1999, 2000.
So you were 12 years old.
I was 12 years old. No. No, but I was a teenager.
Your mom had to sign the form for you to be an extra.
I was a teenager, so I did need a signature.
I knew it.
I was in my late teens, but still.
Oh, now she's being super humble.
Yeah. Nope, but I was an extra in that movie because they shot it in the... I grew up in the Okanagan, so they shot it in Pemberton, or just outside of Penticton.
That explains a lot of things.
Oh, does it?
A lot.
Does it?
Sorry, go on.
Yeah. No, but I was in the movie. They cut all visual of me, which made me really sad, but I am blowing a whistle at one point and you can hear the whistle, so I know it was me. So that's all that matters. But no, one of the most important things was that I was a member of a group, a band, marching band group. Yes, now I'm embarrassing myself, but I was the leader, so I had to meet with Sean Penn and we had breakfast together. And yeah, I got to have breakfast with Sean Penn, and he ate the eggs that I didn't eat.
So she helped you with your breakfast.
Yeah, he helped me with my breakfast. He did not eat my eggs.
And how long?
But he ate the eggs that I didn't eat.
Well, thank you for clarifying that, because... And I didn't say a thing, so...
Yeah, right, not right.
Thankfully, I wanted...
And you did not eat him because you say... he looks a little bit more hungry. So.
He actually said, "Are you going to eat those?"
Oh, okay.
So, and I said no, and I gave them to him because I was too nervous. I didn't eat. I didn't touch my plate because if you're going to have breakfast with Sean Penn,
how long was the breakfast?
Probably like 20 minutes. Oh, he was just telling me what I needed to do.
That's not bad.
Yeah. No, he was all business, and it was nerve wracking. But it was a very cool experience.
That's
that I'll
cool.
never forget.
But I mean, he spent a lot of time with you for being an extra.
I know.
Like 20 minutes, even if you were having breakfast. Like, I mean, that's like him telling you.
I know. But it was because I had 50 people behind me that I was controlling. So I had to make sure that they were all doing what he told them to do.
Oh, you were practicing at that young age.
At a young age.
To be controlling.
That's very
amazing.
Young age.
Oh, that is just amazing. Congratulations, Kim.
Thank you.
You have done a very good job, let me tell you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's too bad the movie tanked at the box office and was really
based on how the unnameable behaves, you have done a magnificent job controlling it.
Oh, very much so.
she, I mean, I don't know, telepathically, she can just, you know,
move you.
Not me, but, well, maybe soon, but the unnameable, like,
yeah.
It's, she thinks about it and it's like, it's done. Without even mentioning words or seeing him. Like, it's, it's...
I know how to control
people. She's very good.
Yeah.
She's an exceptional human being. What can I say? Yeah. Hence, she is here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. Well, that's pretty cool.
Maybe she already is controlling you.
Yeah, maybe she,
that's why I invited her.
I
thought it was my idea. You're right.
Exactly. No, Lita, but no, it wasn't your idea.
No,
it
wasn't.
Exactly.
It was.
I told everybody that I was going to be a radio star and I'm going to take over.
Exactly, yes.
Just wait 4 days.
Yeah.
Exactly.
4 days?
Yes.
Okay. So next time, we'll see who will be sitting on that chair.
Sorry, I just need to check about. We have a
visitor, but
anyway.
Same.
So those 10 seconds of silence were dedicated to, yeah, Kim's ex that she didn't eat and donated to Sean Penn. You know, it's been, how was he to you at that point? You know, it's been...
He was scary.
Really?
I'll be honest. He was very... he's very driven. Like, all he cared about was business. And so,
yeah, but I mean, he was not offensive. He was not.
No. He was very professional.
There you go. But yeah.
But yeah, he was. It was sort of intimidating. So, like, I get why he's as good as he is.
I hear you. No, and I mean, you know, being that young. How young were you?
I was
seven.
Yeah, I was. I was three. No, I was 17, I think, at the time, and I was just in awe.
Yes.
Yeah. So. I didn't embarrass myself, though, so that's all that matters.
Good. Unlike us, I mean, I don't know about Dr. Kumbi. I embarrass myself every Sunday. Every Sunday, yeah. From 4 to 6, and then from 6 to 8.
Yeah.
And then Monday again, just to make sure, you know, make sure that I'm embarrassed myself.
Yeah.
Enough. That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's a good story, I think.
Thank you.
Yes. We're getting close to... Well, don't worry. We have 2 more hours with... now it's going to be Yuka Stereo. Not Yuka Stereo. It's going to be Yuka Stereo because we're going to practice our...
English,
it's going to be
today.
ESL.
Exactly.
ESL Yuka Stereo is going to be today.
ESL 2.
ESL 2, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Part 2.
Part 2.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, well, let me put one more song and then we'll be back to say goodbye in English. And then... Dr. Mysterio's happy hour.
Story told of a river flowing, said the bank was
The next 2 hours.
Yes, let me ask management if we can continue with the happy hour. Bueno, we can continue with La Hora Feliz.
La Hora Feliz, exactly.
In Yucasterio. It's not going to be the happy hour, but it's
Radio Rewind.